Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making headlines around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. The first trial of the special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into possible collusion between the US President Donald Trump's campaign and Russia started a week ago, and it's been pretty interesting. It's of Donald Trump's campaign director, Paul Manafort, who is charged with a long list of financial crimes related to his work as a political consultant in Ukraine. The trial has nothing to do with the Trump campaign, but the judge in this trial has already acknowledged that the whole thing is really just intended to put pressure on Manafort to try and get him to cooperate with prosecutors in their investigation into Trump. The trial has been going for nearly a week, but it really got interesting yesterday when Manafort's longtime business partner Rick Gates took the stands. Gates was Manafort's deputy during his time in Ukraine and followed Manafort to the Trump campaign and became the deputy campaign director. Then, after Manafort left the campaign, Gates stayed on until the president was inaugurated. MSNBC host Chris Hayes was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert yesterday and summarised Gates' testimony like this.
And he gets up there and he says, like, literally the question is something like, did you do crimes? And he's like, yeah, we did lots of crimes. Like, that's almost verbatim the exchange. Well, it's basically the testimony.
And who told you to do the crimes?
It's like, Manafort told me to do the crimes, but then I did some crimes on my own. So not only were they doing crimes together, they were collaborating in hiding income and secret bank accounts and all that stuff. Gates was also stealing from Manafort.
Now, I know that sounds pretty flippant, but that is pretty much what has been happening. Gates says that he and Manafort committed a lot of tax fraud, bank fraud and money laundering together. The prosecutors knew that Gates had also stolen hundreds of thousands of dollars from Paul Manafort, so they wanted to get that out there before he was cross-examined. Now, Manafort's lawyers have understandably jumped on this and argued that this makes Gates an unreliable source. Former federal prosecutor Ellie Honig has given some analysis on this for MSNBC.
Sometimes you have to embrace the bad, right? Your cooperating witnesses are cooperators for a reason. They're going to be unsavory characters. They're going to be people who've committed crimes.
Gates has been seemingly very keen to come clean. He admitted not only to a 7-year criminal conspiracy with Manafort, but also that he had embezzled monies from his employers in the past. Mind you, this morning, Paul Manafort's defense attorneys have managed to get more information out of Gates, such as that he was stealing from Manafort in order to fund an extramarital affair. He also admitted that he had lied to prosecutors a number of times before he became a witness for the prosecution, and he said that while he was assisting Trump to transition into the office of president, Paul Manafort called him and asked if Paul Manafort's banker could be considered for the position of Secretary of the Army. We heard last week that Manafort had offered to get his banker that job in exchange for a multi-million dollar loan. This is all extremely damaging for both men, but former federal prosecutor Laura Coates told CNN that it's up to the jury to weigh the intentions of the two of them.
Now the battle is between the admitted liar and the accused liar, and who are you going to believe? As a prosecutor, I don't know any prosecutor who ever had Mother Teresa as their witness. Everyone has a credibility problem. The idea is whether or not you can believe that this person was in a position to know the information they're going to testify about and what's their reason to lie.
By that, she means that Rick Gates knows that the amount of time he spends in jail depends pretty much entirely on how happy Robert Mueller is with his testimony. So, Fran, he has a lot of incentive to be truthful.
Matt, indeed. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Fran.